From NPR and WBUR, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now, and reaction is coming into President Obama's State of the Union address. This morning, House Speaker John Boehner invited Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to speak before Congress next month in response to President Obama's threat to veto any additional sanctions on Iran. Netanyahu, a proponent of sanctions on Iran. NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving will weigh in on that in a few minutes.
But first, further reaction. Among other things, the president called for tax reforms to lower the tax burden on lower and middle income earners while getting more revenue from the wealthy.
Middle class economics works. Expanding opportunity works. And these policies will continue to work as long as politics don't get in the way.
Let's bring in Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson. Senator, welcome back.
Hello, Robin. How you doing?
Good. And first, your response overall to the speech.
Well, I certainly would have preferred listening to a president that was showing greater levels of cooperation. I know he says an awful lot of the right things about working with us and bipartisan, but just about every proposal that he offered, that he talked about, he knows divides, certainly America.
Well, and give some examples.
Well, I mean, his tax proposal, he got a $700 billion tax increase over 10 years in the fiscal cliff. Now he's coming back and just demanding more. Listen, we're all supportive of community colleges. He calls it free 2 years, but it's going to cost $60 billion. I certainly would have preferred hearing a whole lot more about, what his plans are, how he's going to lead this nation to keep us safe and secure from ISIS, as opposed to, just a couple sentences about us. So we have some significant issues facing this country, and I don't think he spent enough time in the State of the Union really discussing, what our goal is, what our strategies are.
Well, take taxes, for an example. We know the president wants to lower taxes for the middle class, and to do that by closing, as he says, some of the loopholes on the wealthy and corporations. We've heard that there may be areas for compromise on this, that Republicans have felt that one of the reasons that corporations, for instance, put their money offshore is that there is such a high corporate tax rate. Isn't there room for compromise there? Maybe lower the tax rate, but require that companies keep their money here?
Well, I think if he's really talking about tax reform that makes America more competitive in the global economy, I think that's something Republicans would embrace, but that's not what he's really talking about. He's really talking about a tax system of a more further redistribution, where you're taking from one group, giving to another. And I mean, let's face it, the top 1%, depending on what study you're looking at, CBO versus IRS in 2012, pay somewhere between 35 and 38% of the income tax. I mean, we've got a progressive system already. What we need to do is we need a more competitive tax system, certainly in terms of business income.
Well, you and other Republicans are saying that you didn't feel a spirit of cooperation last night. There are analysts saying that this might have been the most they've heard the word veto in a State of the Union speech. Your colleagues in the House have bills to ban abortions after 20 weeks and accelerate building of natural gas pipelines. The president said he'd veto those. He'd veto attempts to undo his deportation delay or undercut Obamacare or lodge more sanctions against Iran. Your sense of that?
Well, we have a new Congress. And when you start a new relationship, this is the way I approach businesses. You try and find, first and foremost, the areas of agreement. Builds relationship, builds a level of trust, a whole lot easier finding common ground. President Obama started this relationship threatening and then enacting unilaterally immigration reforms, which many of us really asked him not to do because we knew it was going to make it that much more difficult for us to actually get true immigration reform through Congress. So that's where he started. He started out threatening vetoes before we even have a chance to introduce bills on the floor of the Senate, debate them, and pass them. So again, he hasn't, his words may be good in terms of cooperation, but his actions have been really quite divisive, I would say, at best.
Well, the president may have been buoyed last night by recent polls that show that, in fact, his approval ratings are going up, that people are feeling more positive because of many of his actions. Something like 80% of Americans in recent polls are. Do the Republicans run into danger of being the ones who seem to be provoking a president by going after what are some of his pet legislation?
Well, first of all, one of the reasons people's expectations on the economy are buoyed is because of low energy prices, which this president really had nothing to do with. His policies run contrary to that. I think the way we should proceed is, even with threats of veto, and this is exactly how I'll be conducting myself as chairman of the Committee on Homeland Security and Government Affairs, is we'll look for those areas of agreement. You know, anything we pass in the Senate has to be done with bipartisan support. We are going to need at least six Democrat senators voting for any piece of legislation that will pass. So we share the same goal. I want to keep America safe and secure. I want to provide President Obama the authority for use of military force to defeat ISIS, his stated goal. The problem is he hasn't told us what that goal really means. He certainly hasn't laid out a strategy, and he certainly hasn't provided language for the authorization. Also want to work with him on cybersecurity. So there are a lot of areas of agreement. I wish he would have emphasized those, but that's what Republicans will emphasize moving forward, those areas of agreement that we can actually get the economy moving forward, provide a safer and more secure, a more prosperous America.
Senator Ron Johnson, the Republican of Wisconsin, reacting to last night's State of the Union. Senator Johnson, thank you.
Have a great day.